and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby. And as usual, we'll take another peep into the world of disability. Today, my special guest is Roseanne Foster Vaughn, the Administrative Project Officer with the Barbados Council for the Disabled. Hi, and welcome to the program, Roseanne.
Hi, good morning, Yudalee. Good morning to your listeners.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. So let's start with finding out a little about who is Roseanne Foster Vaughn.
Okay, basically I am a young lady with a disability. My disability is cerebral palsy, and I was born with that disability. I actually did at birth. However, I never allowed my disability to help to start my progress in life. I had a very supportive family, and they instilled in me that there was nothing that I could not accomplish. And I was schooled at a regular school, regular secondary school, regular primary school. I did some courses at the UWI Open Campus. So I've had the privilege of being able to straddle the complete gamut of independent living.
Fantastic. And share a little with us around your journey in the world of work and how you ended here at the Barbados Council and how you came to be at the Barbados Council for the Disabled.
Okay, basically when I was in my early 20s, I had finished school and I had did a couple of extra courses, and then at that point I was wondering, where would I go next? You know, and like everybody that age, I was looking for work. But then there was, I sent out my application, and they said, and then they said, you know what? My ability, let me get involved with an organization for the disabled. And I came up as broader. And I was a very enthusiastic young brother member. And somebody saw the potential that there was in me, and they opened the opportunity for me to travel to Trinidad. They have an independent living center for persons with disabilities. And it's actually a training ground for persons with disabilities. And I remember I spent 3 weeks in Trinidad being trained in administrative functioning. And I came up and did some volunteer work for Barnum, which is their office at the time. They had a physical office. So I was their administrative person for quite a while. And then the opportunity opened for me where I used to work in the Barbados Working Community. And I was there for about 8 years. And between that time, I was elected to the board of directors of the Barbados Council for the Disabled. And I served consecutively as my president to the Barbados Council. And also to Mr. Cleaver News. That was at the policy level that I operated for the board. And then he said, you know what? After being with the union for 8 years, I decided that I wanted to transition. And at that time, the council, they were restricted their secretariat, and I returned to the working unit, and I applied to work at a for baby control for the disabled with the new criteria. Obviously, with that happening, it meant that I had to set aside from the board of directors from a policy making level, I transitioned into a more grassroots hands-on working with executing the policies of the board, and I loved it. I really did. It has taken me places that I never knew were possible. I've been able to travel far and wide representing the council. I came in as their financial officer, and I went on to become their administrative public officer. And I'm telling you, really, that opened the doors to so many possibilities. Because not only do I work with most of the projects of the council, but also I'm also exposed to working with many NGOs as well as civil society organizations that has broadened who I am as a person, not only with a disability, but as a woman with a disability.
Fantastic. And some projects have really benefited the member affiliates as well as the wider population of persons with disabilities in Barbados. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to look at one specific project, and this is your wheelchair project. Yeah. Share with us how this initiative came about.
Okay, back in 2016, I think it was. The Jesus Council asked me to stay approached and they were willing to donate wheelchairs as well as other assistive devices to be donated to the public of Barbados. And those who needed wheelchairs, those who needed assistive devices. So that started the whole project, and it has continued to expand. We have seen it grow, and we have been satisfied that we've been able to give a lot of things to those who need those devices to follow independence. Because once you have a wheelchair, it really helps you in your everyday living, you know? You're able to get to your doctor's appointment. You're able to socialize more. And that's what it's all about. Even if you have to be assisted, that wheelchair is your means of getting to and from your appointment, your maybe even an amputee. As you know, you have to be able to get your prosthesis, so that is your level of mobility until such time.
And I think that sometimes people think it's a luxury, but it's a real necessity. Yeah. And for many persons living in the low-income bracket, it's mm-hmm. really challenging to purchase a wheelchair.
It is, because a wheelchair can be very expensive. In addition to that, a lot of people think that you just go out there and buy a wheelchair, but that's not the case, you know. You need to be assessed for the wheelchair. You need to be able to know that you are in the right size of wheelchair to fit you. Because in a lot of cases, if it's too small, it means that your upper leg has a tendency to rub against the side of the wheelchair. And if this happens, it creates what we call pressure sores, or what the public will know as bed sores. So that you don't want that. In addition, if it is something, it means that you are at risk of maybe falling out. Then the person that is assisting you will be pushing you around the corner or whatever. You have the tendency, if you are too big, if the retail is too big for you, to be doing not here, not here, not there. And, so you have to have the right size retail. And we at the council make sure that that happens, because we have a cadre of assessors that wants to call into the council and leave your name and your address and your telephone number. We get back to you to let you know when you're going to have a care clinic. You're given the appointment, you're given the date and the time, and you greatly come to the council to be measured for the wheelchair. And off you go. The only correction that Jesus to get the wheelchair is a letter from the doctor. And it's always directed to the body, the council for the disabled. Like, the doctor will say, oh, the letter, what is your challenge? And you bring that to us. You're going to come with your Walden's ID card, and you're ready to go. The only thing that, what I should say is those that have applications, they are not required to get the letter, because obviously, living is not going to go back. It's going to be that way forever, So the amputee, that is the letter isn't required. But for all other disabilities, that letter is crucial for your family, to get your aid, your wheelchair, yeah. And I should also say that we also distribute walking canes. We have walkers, we have the quad canes, the canes that you put your arms into. So all you have to do is just call and inquire, and we will set you on your way to that level of independence that you so much desire.
Lovely. This is indeed great news. And one of the things I would like you to expand on, Roseanne, is what is the experience like? You said that you have a team of assessors who will work with the individual client who comes to obtain a wheelchair. So kind of walk us through that process, and so that people become a bit more comfortable understanding what they will experience when they come to the wheelchair clinic at the Barbados Council for the Disabled.
Okay. Every week to wait for the time you call, I or my colleagues here in the office will take the basic information. You know, like your name, your number, how we can contact you. Right? And after the appointment is set, once you come into us, there are the assessors, maybe one or two that they appointed to you, right? And they take you on in kind of putting you on a bench, and there is going to be measurements are taken, right? And once the measurements are taken, these measurements are then used to build to move your particular wheelchair. So they go in with your measurement and they begin to put together your wheelchair to fit you. Right? Afterwards, they're gonna do the wheelchair and they're gonna let you sit in it. And further adjustments will have to be done, and they do that for you. And basically, off you go. They make you pretty comfortable in sitting in the wheelchair, What they will also do is give you a couple of exercises to make sure that you are able to sit independently in the wheelchair. You know, because you don't want you to be in the wheelchair and you're floppy and you can't support yourself. So then make sure that you can properly support yourself in that wheelchair. And this is really the way.
And these are manual wheelchairs and not the electric wheelchairs.
Manual wheelchairs, yes. Manual wheelchairs, not the electric ones.
Okay, so the next question, Roseanne, would be, you are providing the wheelchairs. Are you also providing a repair service should anything happen to the wheelchairs and they need minor or major repairs? Would you facilitate that?
Okay, the major repairs, no. But like, for instance, if we have maybe the rubbers on the wheels have disintegrated or the rubber and they need to be changed, yes, we can do that. If it will be that the break is the beginning of different problems, yes, we can do that. You know, so it's not very material that we can look after. Yeah? And really, I should take this opportunity to tell your listeners how to make contact with us at the conference of the disabled.
Yes, please.
Okay. So our telephone number here, I'm going to give you my direct number. It will be 629-05-70. If you can get on that number, the new number is 629-05-74.
So those two numbers are 629-0570, that's your direct number, Roseanne Foster Vaughn,
yes.
Or the PBX for the Barbados Council for the Disabled, 629-0554.
Correct.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that was a little bit about how much you can do. Yeah?
Right. Roseanne, in relation to wheelchairs and wheelchair use, what advice can you share with the family members who have, you know, part of their family, individuals who use wheelchairs? What would you say to them, how the individual can avoid getting pressure sores or bed sores, as Bajans would say, and some of the other challenges that presents a risk to their health?
Okay, basically when we really individual feel, we walk through a basic maintenance of the chair, you know, and we talk to the person that accompanies the person that has applied for the wheelchair in terms of how they should assist the wheelchair user. In terms of, like, for instance, they don't go down a ramp. How we should maneuver the chair. You should never go down a ramp face first with the wheelchair. You always go down the ramp backing it down. Yes? Yeah? And in terms of the cleaning of the wheelchair, we always say that cloth can do the work done. Yeah? If we realize that this person that is applying for the wheelchair has a tendency to have pressure sores, what we will do, we will provide them with a cushion. That is a cushion that is easy on the behind. And we also let people know that if they are in a position to, if they have good upper body strength, it is advisable that when they are in the wheelchair for any long period of time, that they are able to put first talk shows so that they relieve the pressure off of his butt. You know, so if you're able to put your hands on the handles and push it yourself a little bit, that is good so that the ear can pass through and you will be constantly resting on the seat of it. You're easing the pressure on the butt, you know? So
right.
That those pressure zones will it come your way, you know?
I don't think it's really important that individuals understand the self-care that is needed.
Yes, definitely. And if it is a way that you don't have to be constantly in your wheelchair all day, that you can do the transfer to rest in the bed, that would be good. But more if you are in the wheelchair constantly all day, you have to find some way to relieve that pressure on your butt. Yes?
Correct.
That is one of those who come across a client that may be sitting in the chair for a long time. According to the disability type that they have, we always prescribe the gel cushion. And that we also give them that as well.
Lovely. Yes, Roseanne, you shared a lot about the wheelchair project. Tell us now about some of the other initiatives that the Barbados Council for the Disabled are involved with. Because I believe many listeners will be very familiar with the Fully Accessible Barbados project.
Okay. And if this gives a little background on who the Barbados Council for the Disabled, who we are a charitable organization, and we are an umbrella organization where we have sent schools and other organizations of the disabled. We are an advocacy body. We lobby and advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities. Persons with no access for the parking and leave, whereby the disabled is allowed to park within the parking bays identified for them to park. We also do a lot of work within we have a national initiative, Fully Accessible Barbados or FAB, that whereby all mandate for that is to make Barbados accessible for persons with disabilities as possible. And this has a lot to do with the physical environment in terms of our sidewalks, the correct gradient for us to travel. For example, if a vehicle that is on the road can they ride safely and comfortably on the sidewalk? Do they have the cutouts that the wheelchair can come off and go onto the sidewalk? But more than that, we also want this program, and we'll also, at first it was projected towards the tourist environment in terms of having proper accessible hotels and restaurants. In the early process of the project, we focused a lot on the hotels, the restaurants, and we had part of the component of the Fully Accessible project is that there is an accreditation component built into it. And basically, a simple example of that would be if you or the hotel want to cater to the disabled traveler, we go in and we have like a criteria that we judge based on each type of disability, and we assess, for example, do you have indoor bathrooms at Festival for OBCs. We have real or new music or new innovation that the brain can do exactly the show they're going on. Just like that. If you don't have it, we do recommendations, and it's up to you to go away, and then we do some renovation. What that is subject to, you are given like a track. It's identifying which categories you are accessible in, and you can also advertise your hotel on the website saying, hey, I can accept persons in the wheelchair. I have wraps, I have bathrooms, things that are able to accommodate. And because a lot of people, a lot of persons in disabilities, they travel. And once they know that they're coming to a particular country, say Barbados, they're going to go and they're going to Google accommodation that they can feel comfortable in and they can access. And then you could capitalize on the dollar of the travel members with disability.
Right.
So it all goes well for our tourist product. It does. Another component from that fully accessible Barbados program project is the disability training program. And this is where we go into businesses, organizations, and we get staff and others into how to deal with persons with disabilities. We've done a lot of training for the Board of Tourism. We've done a lot of training for bikes, for the airport, and how to, you know, just bring it up to scratch and how to deal with persons living with disabilities.
And the disability sensitivity training, some of your facilitators are persons with disabilities.
Yes. Basically, I will say 95% of persons with disabilities. You know why? Because they are the persons who have the stories to tell. You know, and it is as if it is an endorsement of the fact that, hey, if I go into an environment that I'm not treating well, I'm the best body to be able to say, that, hey, you're not treating me satisfactorily, but this is what you have to do in order to make my experience more embracing, you know?
And correct.
That is a uniqueness about our program. It is facilitated by persons living with disabilities. And I'll tell you this, Stephen, we go into an environment where maybe persons don't know what to expect, but the training is so interactive that at the end of the training, persons are so bored over, they say, but I never thought it that way, I never thought about it that way. But now that you've shown me the right, this came forward for me for going forward, it will make me do my job a lot better in terms of interacting with a person with disability. So it is a really good product that we offer to our businesses and organizations who want their staff or their members to be more in tune to persons living with disabilities.
Well, Roseanne, it really has been a pleasure chatting with you, and time really has caught up with us.
Yes.
But you can share with the listeners the website that they can go on the Barbados Council for the Disabled site and read up some more.
Right. So all official sites, we have two of them. fuzzyaccessiblebarbados.com, and then there is www.barbadosdisabled.org.bb. That is our official website. What I can also say to you is that I'm going to repeat the numbers that you can call to get in contact with us. And the PBS number is 629-0574. And if you need to contact me directly, my direct number is 629-0570. And our email address is bcd@carriagesurf.com.
bcd@carriagesurf.com.
Correct.
Right. Thank you very much, Roseanne. It really has been a pleasure chatting with you. And we will make sure we keep our listeners up to date with the latest developments from the Barbados Council for the Disabled.
Thank you so much, Judy, for having me.
My pleasure. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby. And remember, you can reach me at 1-246-269-9660 or via STARCOM at 1-246-430-7300. And by email, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. So until next week, when we have another feisty chat, informative discussion, be safe, love yourself, and enjoy.